Tonight on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, a hockey player who thrilled the Greyhound fans with his smooth skating and end-to-end rushes here in the Sioux. Sioux Greyhound D-man Trevor Daly joins us on the phone from South Carolina. Trev, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Trevor, the Sioux Greyhound fans certainly remember the thrills that you supplied here up in Sault Ste. Marie as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. Your hometown of Toronto, Ontario, you played some minor hockey for the Vaughan Vipers, I believe. Is that how the Hounds eventually found you, playing Tier 2 Junior in that Toronto area? Talk a little bit about getting drafted to the Sioux Greyhounds, initial thoughts, and coming to the Sioux for that first year.
Yeah, no, I came up back then. It was called the MTHL. Now they call it the GTHL. I was with Dom Mills, Flyers, and then the year before my draft year, I decided the best play for me to get drafted would have been to play junior as an underager in Vaughan Vipers. So I went up there and had a really good season and learned a lot and got to play with some 18, 19, 20 year olds right. And prepare myself for the next step. So it was a really good avenue direction that we took with the decision with me and my family to do it. And obviously playing hockey as a youth hockey player, it takes a village to do it, especially nowadays, with the economics and the price of the game. So it worked out in the long run, obviously, but it was definitely a big part of becoming a Sioux Greyhound.
Trevor, you got drafted the year 2000 in the first round selection of the Sioux Greyhounds. You made your way up here, had a great first season. Your rookie year was the 99-2000 season. The team defeated the Kitchener Rangers 4-1 in that quarterfinals. Defeated the Erie Otters 4-3 in the semis. And then the team lost to the Plymouth Whalers 4-1 in that conference final. Yourself, 54 games, 16 goals, 16 assists, 32 points. Talk about that first year. Paul Terrio was the coach. Ray Emery was the goalie. Tell us a little bit about that first year coming to the Sioux.
Yeah, obviously special. It's your first time ever away from home. I remember my mom. I remember wanting to go to the Sioux Greyhounds. You see the culture up there and what they were doing, and I was ready to leave home. I was, I'm a city boy, and I wanted to slow things down a little bit on that end. So I was ready to move that far. I can't say the same for my family. They were a little disappointed that I was going the farthest possible away from home. But that first year was memorable. Paul Terrio was great. We also had our D coach there, Steve Harrison, who I talked to once a week still, and then obviously you mentioned the late and great Razor, who was my roommate that year too. So definitely a memorable year. We had a great year. That series against Plymouth, I think we lost in Plymouth in six. We beat Erie in seven, I believe. Kitchener was, I can't remember that. I heard going back way long ago.
Yeah.
But it was a memorable year. You never forget your first, and that year I will never forget. It was a memorable year. It was a fun year. Paul Terrio was great for me. The people up in the Sioux took me in and made me their own, and that's why I still to this day I haven't left.
Trevor, talk a little bit for the Greyhound listeners about Paul Terrio, what kind of coach he was for you.
Paul was amazing. Like he was, being that young and coming into a situation where Paul was stems from the NHL. That's where he was a lot of his time too with Buffalo, working with Ted. So he had he was like a bigger than life person for me, and he took me under and taught me a lot of things. He wasn't he wasn't all cozy and fuzzy at all times. He was he's pretty strict, pretty demanding, and wanted to see me play the game the right way, and that's what I appreciate most and I love most about Paul.
Trevor, that second year of the 2000-2001 season, the team, they finished, they were out of the playoffs. Some players had left. Yourself, 58 games, 14 goals, 27 assists, had a good year, 41 points. Some of the players on that team, Vasicek, Pecker, Spur, Ballantyne, Fox, Nolan was a rookie on that team. Talk a little bit about year number two up in the Sioux here.
Yeah, year number two was, you know, the Sioux's a special place to play hockey. Just every day, showing up to the garden there, Memorial Gardens, and seeing it packed every single day, every single night. Just the, you know, the vibe, the feeling in you know, the not just the stadium, but in the city. Whether it's, you know, at the time, you know, some of the beat writers we had. There, like the people were invested into that team, so you know it's hard for me to, you know, look back and tell you the most memorable times and stuff. But that whole experience, I am blessed to have been a Sioux Greyhound.
Year number three for yourself, Trev, 2001-02 season, the team lost to the Windsor Spitfires 4-2 in that conference quarterfinals. Yourself, 47 games, 9 goals, 39 assists, 48 points, had a great season. Craig Hartsburg come in, and he was the coach. Paul Terrio had moved on. Talk a little bit about that third year. Now Craig Hartsburg's coaching.
Yeah, no, it was, that was another, so, you know, that the third year was my draft year, so that was another big important year for me. You know, just having Hartsy, you know, with his knowledge, and Hartsy being a defenseman, you know, playing the game the way he did at such a high level, coming in for me was really special. He was a no-nonsense guy and you know, really demanded a lot of, especially my defensive side of the game, from Hartsy. You know, I was always an offensive guy and got to do, you know, offensively whatever I wanted to do. And defensively, I kind of struggled a little bit on that defensively. And it wasn't until, you know, Craig Hartsburg came in and you got to play on both sides of the puck that I really zoned in on a full 200-foot game. So definitely another special person that I get to you know, get to know, and I don't live too far from him, so I get to spend some time with him still too.
That third season, Trevor, seen you drafted by the Dallas Stars in round number two. You were 43rd overall in the 2002 NHL draft that season. We'll talk about your NHL career momentarily here, but you went on, played another season, year number four. You captained the team in year four yourself, 57 games, 20 goals, 33 assists, led the team 53 points here. The team eventually lost to the Kitchener Rangers in that conference quarterfinal. Tell us a little bit about year number four, your final year here as a Greyhound.
Well, year number four, obviously coming back, it was a special year. You know, I spent a lot of the beginning in Dallas, had a really good training camp, signed out of training camp, and thought I could, you know, possibly stick around for a little bit in Dallas and see how it went. So, you know, obviously I was, you know, chasing a dream that I wanted to pursue, and so I wasn't really focused much on coming back to the Greyhounds. When I did end up coming back, you know, coming back and being the captain was obviously special. I'm a Sioux Greyhound for the rest of my life, so you know, to say I was a captain is obviously pretty special. The year personally wasn't the best for me. You know, some off ice stuff and some different stuff, but you know, you can't let, you know, one terrible person ruined that. So, yeah. You know, it was still a memorable year, and I still am, you know, grateful that I have been a Sioux Greyhound. So there was no change in that direction. You know, obviously, like I said, it wasn't the best year for me, but you know, a little bit of adversity in your life is ain't gonna hurt you sometimes.
Trevor, I got to ask you, what was so special playing here in front of these fans in Sault Ste. Marie at that Memorial Gardens? If you could tell a kid about if he was drafted to the Sioux, what would you tell him about coming here and playing hockey in Sault Ste. Marie?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I do it every year that I, you know, I find out somebody that wants to play in the OHL. it's you know, if I never had the opportunity to, you know, play in the NHL and you know, win Stanley Cups and play in big games, pursues the show, you know what I mean? It's playing in that city, you know, you're the big team in town, and those fans and the people, they treat you that way, and you know, I've been so blessed that I got to have done that, knowing what I know now, because, you know, if I never got to play these many games in the NHL and do what I did in the NHL, you know, the memories of having the Sioux, being that type of, being looked at that type of level was so special, and I'm so grateful for that.
Trevor, you moved on. What an NHL career you had. You played 18 seasons in the National League, 1,058 games played, 89 goals, 220 assists, 309 points, 648 penalty minutes. You played for four teams, Dallas, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Detroit, and capped it all off. Two Stanley Cups in 2016. Had a little problem, broken ankle in the East Conference Finals against Tampa Bay in that year, but the team went on, won the Stanley Cup. You celebrated then, and then the next year, you another Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Talk a little bit about that great NHL career that you had.
Yeah, no, very blessed. Obviously, you know, being a Dallas Star for as long as I was, you know, there's obviously a soft spot in my heart for that place too. You know, moving on to Chicago. Chicago was, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Chicago and win a Stanley Cup, and that's why I, you know, I had a no trade coming out of Dallas, and I waived that in 9 seconds to go try to win a Stanley Cup in Chicago. Obviously, like I said, you have a little bit of adversity in your career, and I definitely had some when I got to Chicago early, and, you know, they were kind enough to understand the way I felt and that I thought I needed to be moved, and, you know, they honored that and moved me to Pittsburgh, which, you know, I'm grateful for Chicago for doing that for me because they didn't have to. And then obviously, you know, going to play with the greatest player in the game, who's still the greatest player in the game, by the way, learning from him and that team just went to a whole new level with, you know, Mike Sullivan coming in and you know, we went on to do obviously great things. You know, breaking my ankle in the conference finals there against Tampa was obviously tough. But the thing a lot of people didn't know about that is I was traveling back and forth to Toronto. My mom was really ill, so I was visiting her. And once my ankle got broken, the team allowed me just to go back and spend time with her. She obviously passed that summer, so, you know, to redo it again in 17, I don't know if you can imagine how much that meant to me. I'll never forget the last, you know, 9 seconds of that game in Nashville, and like there's just so many emotions. I was like just trying to take it all in that, you know, a year ago I was pissed that I didn't get to play in this game, and then you know, the emotions of having my mom gone you know, and then 9 seconds left, and I really tried my hardest to enjoy the moment, but then you know, just like what everybody says, you don't even know what to do. But it's the hockey gods that have blessed me, and I'm pretty grateful for that.
Trevor, I remember it well. Remember watching that. Had a tear in my eye, buddy. Remember it well. You know, the Greyhound fans always wondering what Trevor Daly is up to today. Tell a little bit about where your career, you finished your career in Detroit, and then you moved on. Talk a little bit about what currently you're doing today, I believe, with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, no, like you said, finished in Detroit, which is another, you know, amazing team and organization. But yeah, I'm back with Pittsburgh. I do consulting for them. I work with a few of our young prospects, and then I help out a little bit in the AHL with the AHL team. So that's where I am today. I'm in Charlotte. We play Charlotte here tonight, and it's exciting. I love doing it. It's the way to give back to you know, with some of the great teammates I had over the years, the great coaches I had over the years. And I try to take a little bit of everything, all my experiences, and give it back to the game, which, you know, as a dad, as a ex-hockey player, and as a human, is what we're supposed to do. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to give back to these kids.
Well, Trevor, I know we're the Sioux fans are blessed to have you back up in the area in the summertime. You're around the area. We're really glad to see you back here. And, you know, on behalf of the Greyhound fans, Trevor, there's never enough time in these interviews, but I got to thank you for the great memories that you made here in Sault Ste. Marie. The fans will never forget you in that red and white. Your final thoughts about the Sioux fans?
No, you know, they're amazing. I love everything about it. Obviously, I have so many friends up there. I still spend my summers up there. I got a summer home down in on the island there. The Sioux is a special place to me. You know, I always follow them. I wish them nothing but the best. And I'll see you this summer.
And also, Trevor, the fans that maybe don't know, you became a member of the ownership group of that purchased the Sioux Thunderbirds in the Northern Ontario Junior League up in the Sioux. So the fans around here are very excited for that. So again, Trev, never enough time. Thanks a lot so much for taking time, your busy schedule. And we look forward to seeing you back up in Sioux St. Marie. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.